5:31, and you're tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM here in downtown Montreal. You're listening to Off the Hour. We'll be with you until 6 p.m. this evening. We're now going to be looking at the trial of three Montreal area activists who have been put before the courts and put before a jury the last couple of weeks for their participation in a demonstration which took place in October of 2000 against the G20, the group of 20 here on the streets of Montreal. So joining me in studio is Dee Lecomte of the Collective Opposed to Police Brutality, who was at the courtroom when the verdict went down today. And joining me on the phone is Jaggi Singh, who is a Montreal area activist who is facing that trial. So good day to both of you.
Good day.
Hi, Stefan. Hi, Dee.
Yeah, Jaggi, how about you explain to the listeners out here what was the verdict for yourself and your co-accused, Christina Xidus and Jonathan Espero-Massé?
Well, it was a pretty emphatic verdict by the jury. It was not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. And they also did not find us guilty of illegal assembly. We were worried that there might be a lesser charge. So it's quite emphatic. Basically, what you have is a jury of average citizens, I would say even much more middle class than, you know, your average citizen, who believed in the testimony and in the evidence of political protesters rather than of senior police officials from the Montreal Police. That's a victory. It's also a victory because the police and the Crown were attempting to criminalize dissent by charging people with serious crimes that can get them jail time rather than their usual sort of nuisance charges like illegal assembly or troubling the peace, which hundreds of people are facing, and many, you know, universe of many people who are facing those charges, and they didn't succeed. So big victory, and it's a very clear not guilty. But beyond that, don't forget, this was a political trial. It was political in the sense that we didn't hide our ideas. We put our ideas out there. We talked about organizing. We talked about anarchism. We talked about all those things. And basically, a couple of anarchists were believed over cops with 20, 30 years experience with the Montreal Police. And that's a huge, huge statement at the court today.
Could you describe what were the emotions that yourself and your co-accused and also the other people that were in the room when the verdict was handed down?
Well, I was relieved. And I wasn't sure if they had finished. I was worried that they might find us guilty on a lesser charge, but then I realized that we were not guilty in everything, so I was quite happy. I looked over at Christina and Jonathan, and they were crying, and I went over and gave them both a kiss. And we were talking about it, we've just been talking about it now, about why they were crying and I wasn't. And we sort of came to the conclusion that, you know, during this trial, since I was defending myself, I had an outlet for my emotions. You know, I could stand up, I could cross-examine witnesses, I could say what was on my mind. But the two of them, since, you know, they were represented by counsel, they had to stay quiet the whole time. They had to keep everything balled up, and it just came out. I looked into the crowd, and you could see people in the crowd also crying, you know, who were feeling the emotions with us. Definitely Jonathan's aunt and his mother who were there. Importantly, members of the jury were crying. others were smiling, so they had various emotions, but they definitely seemed to be quite satisfied with what happened. We're not allowed to talk to jurors about what they deliberated, but you're able to see them. You know, you might see them on the street, and we had a chance to see a couple of them after the trial, and two of them congratulated us and said that we did a good job and wished us good luck. That means a lot. I mean, that actually means to me a lot more than the verdict, because the whole point of going to a jury, the whole point for me for representing myself, was to say, look, you might agree or disagree with our ideas, but we have a very important movement here for social justice, fighting against police brutality, fighting against capitalism. We want your respect. And the police and the Crown were trying to marginalize that. And here you have jurors come up and not just say, you know, thanks or whatever, but good luck. They're identifying in a big way, and that's important. That's important, and that's really meaningful to me.
I'd like to ask a little something in regards to the closing statements that happened on April 26th, yourself and Pascal Escarbeau, the lawyer that was representing Christina and Jonathan. There were quite a few different facts that were brought up, and could you explain a little bit, like, in the sense of Morneau? He was, I can't remember if he was a sergeant or a sergeant detective, but he wrote notes a year later after the fact after the arrest.
Yeah, Lieutenant Morneau is a lieutenant detective. He was a senior most police official who testified, 24 years experience. He's quite high up in the Montreal Police, and so were some of the other officers. Actually, there were three senior officers who testified against me. And there are things that are just not believable, like senior detectives not taking the time to write notes if they think my speech is insightful, writing notes a year later, destroying photos, preventing evidence from coming out. All these things were revealed. And they helped, I think, lead the jury to see us as the credible, honest side. And, you know, we were credible, and we were honest, and we were quite open about who we were and what we did. And that came out. And it's quite the thing, you know. That it's not every day that you can put a senior detective on the stand and take them on. And he basically admitted that he made an error. And that was quite a big admission.
And also with Pascal Escarbot, he said to the jury in his closing arguments in reference to Christina that, quote, maybe she is in front of you because Jaggy Singh was in the truck. With him saying this, it seems like, because also when he was speaking about Jonathan, there was this very, very vague description of a white male between 20 and 25 years of age, you know, with no detailed description on clothing or anything like that. It appears that the Crown needed to have two other people arrested to put you on trial. Do you think that might be the case?
I don't know if they needed two other people arrested, but they definitely wanted the charges against Jonathan and Christina were afterthoughts. That's the phrase that Pascal used, and it's true. They were targeting myself, and they added them on with very little evidence. There was very little evidence against me as well, and just to show some sort of conspiracy. And it backfired, because in the end, all three of us, I think, presented a very honest portrayal of who we were and what we might have done.